Sunday, January 17th, president of Camp David. I'm still at home. Bob Dole was on Face the Nation today, did an excellent job. And when the president called for a long conversation, I gave him a full report on it. The president had some ideas regarding a Buchanan memo that had gone in on the conservative attitude toward the administration and the fact that we basically had sold out all of our Republican conservative policies in our, quote, move to the left, close quote. The president wants to get some reaction from Price and Rumsfeld, Finch, Moore, and Sapphire to Buchanan's memo. I had already sent it to Ehrlichman yesterday for reaction. I think the point is getting through to the president that our movement is somewhat to the left, and he doesn't want to get too far off of his natural base. The Buchanan theory, of course, is to go all conservative, which would be equally bad, but we do seem to be moving too far leftward at this point. Also, he got back into the whole PR area in some detail, making the point that nobody's doing an adequate job of selling the story of the man. I'm working up my basic memorandum on this, and he wants me to review it with Connally before I send it to the president. He said that Bill Ussery had made the same point that Connally and Moynihan had about the importance of talking about the president and what kind of a man he is, and that that's the most effective part of any speech that he makes. He wants a lot more push on this area. He did make the point that we can't worry about the columnists as they take us on because they're always going to be attacking. And he commented that he could sit on the Statue of Liberty holding an open door and they wouldn't write anything good. On the other hand, we can't carry a constant confrontation and we need to have a clear, definitive image that can't be blurred. He got back onto the open door idea again, wants to use that as an administration-wide theme, tying it to everything that we can, get all the mileage out of it that's possible, since it seems to have caught hold so well. He also wanted to get some more mileage out of the NAM speech, the part of it where he explained the great contribution that American business had made to the possibility of our being the great do-gooder of the world. He made the point to me that I'm going to have to get my desk cleared because I'm going to have to handle all of the political stuff for the White House and also should ride herd on the PR side, so he doesn't want me involved in administrative stuff, which fits exactly with what I've been talking about with Butterfield et al. We're going to make some changes there, and I think that all will work out pretty well. He's somewhat bothered by the Gallup poll situation. We gave him the rough figures on the next Gallup, which will be 57, apparently, only up 5 points, while our poll is up 11. He thinks that somebody's probably putting some influence on Gallup, as they did back in the Romney days, and wants us to try and find out who it is if we can. He had a number of schedule changes. He decided today to put a sort of NSC-type meeting and an agricultural meeting on for tomorrow. Apparently, he's not going to worry about working on the speech until later in the week. Also, he's still talking about going to Florida the weekends of the 5th and 12th of February and wants to work up plans for activities there, but wants it clearly understood that if the weather's bad, we won't go. So he wants to keep the plans loose enough that we can shift them. End of January 17th.